Oh, you know it's going to be a good weekend if you begin it with the Beatles.
We should make it a habit every week.
Yes, we should. Brian McTavish is here with our weekend to-do list. How are you, buddy?
Steve Areno, I am dandy.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me in.
And we are listening to the Beatles because...
Well, because that's a perfectly appropriate opening number for our opening weekend to-do item. And your bird can sing? Well, I'm not sure your bird can sing, Steve. Or mine for that matter, but lots of visiting birds are due to be singing this weekend in Kansas City.
Oh,
during...
my bird can sing. Just for the record.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah.
Wings Over Weston. It's the annual Bird Watchers Festival. Bring your binoculars with, well, bird watching and other related activities, crafts, bluegrass, music. It's from 9 to 3
Such
on
a civilized
Saturday.
Thing to do.
Saturday. Be civilized. Yes, at Weston Bend State Park in Weston, Missouri, just a stone's throw. Now, here's the background on this event.
Yes.
According to a local member of the Audubon Society, it's been a cold, gray spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's caused what many naturalists are labeling a once-in-a-quarter-century event that is due to continue through the weekend when huge numbers of neotropical warblers will be migrating through the Kansas City area. In recent days, in fact, I'm told that Texas bird watchers have reported seeing and snapping photos of more than 24 species of warblers in a single day.
Warblers.
Warblers.
W-A-R-B-L-E-R-S.
That's right.
That's right.
And they say those birds are headed our way. So this migration, which is later and more concentrated than usual, actually coincides this year with the event, Wings Over Weston. So let's see. What can you do there? You'll see bunches of warblers. Of course, it's all about...
I like that word, warblers.
Well, I know. How does one... I think singers, you know, when I used to write concert reviews for The Star, I would often...
Use the verb warble.
Yes, or use it as a noun. He is a warbler. Usually in a positive sense,
yes.
Not always. Sometimes I was overtly and unnecessarily cruel. But these are beautiful-sounding birds, the real thing. You can take guided bird walks. There will be bird banding demonstrations. I assume that's where their itty-bitty ID bracelets go on the itty-bitty bird legs. Free birdhouse kits. It goes on and on. I'd say that's something worth warbling about, Steve.
What a great reason to live.
You thought you hadn't found a good girl, one to love you and give you the world. Now you find that you've been misused. Talk to me, I'll do what you choose. I want you to tell mama all about it. Tell mama.
That's my girl, Etta.
Etta James.
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, tell mama all about it. It's Mother's Day is Sunday,
She just died, didn't she?
Etta?
Didn't she?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to look that one up.
Did Etta James die?
Well, you know what? She's alive. Alive or dead, Etta is alive on Mother's Day.
In our hearts.
In
right
our
now.
Hearts, that's
yes.
Right. Mother's Day Sunday, but you can front load the Ode to Mom by attending Listen to Your Mother. That's live readings by local female writers about, yes, the number one gal in their lives, Mom, 7 o'clock Saturday night, Unity Temple on the Plaza.
We had them on the show the other day. Great, interesting group of folks.
Oh, well, let me just mention a couple of them. You may have had them on. Danny Stone, she'll be one of the gals talking about Mom. Her latest blog entry is, "My kitchen needs a mop and a good exorcism." And then there's Jen Mann. I love this. Jen Mann, she's a mom too, and she loves her mom, but her blog is called People I Want to Punch in the Throat.
Oh, yeah. That's her blog.
That's her blog. Yeah. That's right. And she says, I think the title sums it up. If you can't figure it out, then go away before I punch you in the throat. I can only imagine what lovely thought she has to share about mom, but this is a different thing to do in honor of mom, celebrate Mother's Day in a different way and hear what these ladies have to say about their mom. 7 o'clock Saturday night, Unity Temple on
the Plaza. We should play Alive or Dead sometime where you go through lists of people. Are they alive or are they dead? And Etta, we have to figure that out, don't we?
Well, I'm sure so many listeners have... Oh, what's that?
She's dead.
She's dead. Oh.
Turns out she's dead. Steven Seigman's talking to me in my earpiece. She's dead.
Well, bless her heart.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for me.
I remember that TV show, Laverne and Shirley.
Remember when sitcoms had, like, cool opening theme songs?
And this was one of them.
That was one of the very best. Schmaltzy, but so endearing. That's the theme song to Laverne and Shirley.
And it turns out that...
That Cindy Williams, half of Laverne and Shirley, she was Shirley, playing opposite Penny Marshall's Laverne.
She'll be here.
She's here already. She's in town. She's up and running on stage at the New Theater Restaurant. Been doing so since, last month, I want to say. It's called Weekend Comedy. Performances run through June 16. It stars Cindy Williams. You can see it Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the New Theater Restaurant. Let's talk just a little bit about Cindy. You haven't had her on yet, have you?
We need to have her on.
You need to have her on. Listen to this. A comedic trooper, Laverne and Shirley, 1976 to 1983 on ABC television. It was about two super silly roommates, for all you listeners out there who are either too young or not TV watchers. These kids were like sort of the Lucy and Ethel on the old I Love Lucy show. They got into all kinds of amusing pratfalls and scrapes. Mm. But Cindy Williams, a heavy hitter also on the big screen. She was in American Graffiti. She took a dramatic turn in Francis Ford Coppola's excellent movie, The Conversation, a tense eavesdropping drama,
right?
That starred Gene Hackman. So to have Cindy Williams here on a local stage, it's kind of more than a big deal. I'd go check it out. Now, the plot of this show, two couples rent the same Catskills cabin for the same weekend by mistake. They decide, I'm already laughing, they decide to share the cabin. So, you know, the old couple teaches the young couple how to stick together. The young couple teaches the old couple how to be spontaneous. The audience, they're taught how to laugh.
Excellent background from Brian McTavish.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
We're talking about bike prom, and it is prom this weekend, at least for Shawnee Mission East and my son. It's prom.
It's prom somewhere,
so
everywhere.
Prom everywhere.
Yeah. So we're having bike prom, which is basically prom. You don't have to be in high school. You just have to have a bike. It's prom for bicycle lovers, including bike ride speed dating. It's 8 o'clock Saturday night.
What is that?
We're going to get into it. 8 o'clock Saturday night at Eventport. That's at 208 West 19th. It's an inviting space. Here's what it is. Bike speed dating. You basically take a ride around the block with someone you've never met before, and I guess you might say you try to see if sparks fly, or both.
I wonder how Kitty would feel about this if I did a little bike ride speed dating.
I think if you take a bicycle built for two and take Katie, then you can take her home and no one would have anything wrong to say about that.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right.
Close. Is that the song that put him on the map?
We're slowing it down.
Yes, we are.
You've got a friend. Oh, that put him on the map. Fire and Rain,
man,
put him on the map.
Yeah,
we're talking about James Taylor. I'm just popping these fingers and kicking back. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice song.
And why are we playing it?
Yes. You took the words out of my mouth.
Let me take them and put them in my mouth. Songs made famous by singer-songwriters presented in a cabaret format. It's called You've Got a Friend. It's playing at the Quality Hill Playhouse downtown Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's billed as music that raised the baby boomers. Well, Steve, raised them to be what is another subject entirely. But certainly the music of such singer-songwriters as James Taylor. Of course, Carole King wrote You've Got a Friend. She recorded it nicely, but I would think it's safe to say James Taylor has the quintessentially appealing recording.
Yes.
Anyway, in the 60s and 70s, they and others like Bob Dylan and Simon and Garfunkel, and yes, even Carly Simon, encouraged listeners to do their own thing. So you'll hear singers Molly Hammer, Jocelyn Kincaid, Tim Scott singing Blowin' in the Wind by Bobby Dylan, Fire and Rain by Mr. Taylor, Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel, and on and on and on.
And all of Brian's picks, you can find them on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy. Always good to have you here. Happy weekend to you.
Buddy, and go listen to some warblers in Weston Bend State Park. It'll be fun.
If you need a great film to see this weekend, you can go to kcur.org and check out our critics' three to see their top choices for the best indie, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Monday on the program, a post-Mother's Day look at babies. We'll look at one county's attempt to curb infant mortality, plus a Children's Mercy pediatrician tells us what you should expect as your baby develops, whether you start out with a preemie or someone who's full term. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.